at the root. Black bodies swinging in the southern breeze. Strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees.
As the election draws ever closer, David Chasen deserves credit for setting up policy.net.nz to gather party policies in one place and in a user-friendly format because, to quote the site's own mission statement, democracy is better served when voters make decisions with good comparative information. I'm not so sure, however, about getting Matthew Hooton and Chris Trotter on board as bloggers. They're certainly all over the media, including this station. But they're so popular because, as the same mission statement says, professional media commentators feed on conflicts and often serve up a cynical perspective. They're certainly reliably provocative, or barking mad, depending on your point of view. Hooton is determined to give Godwin's rule of Nazi analogies a good thrashing, but Chris Trotter deserves a Wall Street credit rating for not learning from experience. Upon his debut, he soon described Winston Peters as the victim of, quote, the political equivalent of a gang rape. This week, failing to learn from experience, he's at it again. Now, Winston Peters' censure by Parliament is a racially motivated lynching, and just in case you don't get it, there's a picture of a black man getting strung up by a gang of sinister bleached cowboys under the headline, A Tawdry Spectacle. No, Chris, what's truly tawdry is seeing you comparing an elected parliament in a pluralistic democracy to the Ku Klux Klan using torture and murder to terrorise free blacks who were exercising their rights to vote and live their own lives with a modicum of human dignity, or comparing the media to perpetrators of prolonged and savage sexual degradation that isn't a metaphor for all too many people, but a reality. Whatever you think of his politics, Trotter is intelligent enough to know better, that there are some forms of human misery you don't pimp out for rhetorical effect if you have a grain of human decency. I just wonder if he cares. Listen to Billie Holiday's heartbreaking performance of Strange Fruit, born of experience, true passion and artistry, and pure human empathy. That should remind us all why we should care very much indeed.